Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Scalabro Country, the virus edition, aka the Pandy Pods.
Aka Two Jews, No Rod Caruso.
Aka the pods for Pandy and Randy and Jay. I don't know.
I like Pandy and Randy.
Pandy and Randy.
Pods that are Pandy for Jason and Randy.
That's
right. Oh, snap.
Oh, Shandy.
Oh, crap.
Okay.
We love bringing you guys stories every day, and we're going to dive right into this one, and then we're going to tell you about fun stuff we're up to in the coming weeks. I want to talk about, in this episode, the American flag.
I actually like the American flag. I do believe it is a symbol of freedom.
It's become wrapped up in so much BS
I get so mad.
I want to take a step back and be like, I like the color scheme.
Me too.
I like that there's stars in it.
Yeah.
I like,
I think it's like,
it's a good blue. It's not like a lame blue.
I feel pride when I see it, but there's something.
When it's raised at the Olympics, that's a good feeling, right? Because we're like, we beat your ass.
The whole debate about kneeling has like, at NFL games, which I think actually the protest I'm 100% behind too.
Right. So the flag, but you've taken something and you've wrapped it up with something else and then you've ruined both things.
It's now a hot button symbol where it didn't need to be before.
So here's what
I say keep flyovers. I like
keep
the
flyovers.
The problem is the military pays the NFL a lot of money so that you will do
the national anthem.
That's right. Have the color guard come out and do some like flute thing with a snare drum and then you're good
to
go.
That's cool. Or you can even do fireworks.
We don't have to sing the national anthem in order to play a sport.
We don't have to sing the national anthem in order to prove that we love America.
That's
right.
Put
a flag on the screen and be like, hey, let's all give one big cheer for the flag and all the people who defend this country and give us the luxury of being able to be mad when our team loses.
USA.
USA.
Hot button issue,
big
debate.
Do not need the anthem.
Well, get ready for a debate that's even hotter than the kneeling in front of the flag.
And it's going to expand into a direction that maybe you thought it never could in this first story.
So
in this story.
Excited.
All right. It's the sound of freedom and liberty, but is it too loud?
What is?
What is the sound of liberty?
I don't know.
New York
WNBA team? The New York Liberty?
Why? Thank you, article with no context. Thanks for starting like that. A Fargo, North Dakota man says he's been receiving threatening letters from his condo association over complaints that his American flag is making too much noise on windy days.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
It probably is.
This is what the pandemic has done to us. We're here.
We're now getting mad about the sound of your flag.
Someone wants to get this guy mad.
That's right.
Someone really wants to put him on the Nitpick Express.
That's
you know what I'm saying?
You got a ticket going to Nitpicksville.
Quote, it's something I've always wanted when I owned a home. You got a condo. It's not a house. Home kind of pushes it towards house. It's a
you
condo.
Own it. That's fine, but it's a condo.
The homeowner, condo owner. That's like calling McDonald's a restaurant.
That's right.
It's a place where you get food.
If the tables and chairs are nailed down,
to the floor, it's not a restaurant. It's just a place you pick up food. Andrew Almer told Fox News. Of course, he probably called Fox News.
And
he's like, this is one you guys are going to be interested in.
They're trying to take away my flag on the thing. We're listening and you're now the top story.
Having an American flag in the yard is just an American thing. That pride to have. Having an American flag is an American thing. Thanks for pointing that out to us. That feels more like a German thing to have an American flag in your yard.
I'm shocked that Fox allowed this story to come out.
It's not on brand for them at all.
No.
Almer said he lived in the condo for about 5 years and has been flying the flag since about 2 years ago when he stopped renting the home and purchased
it. So he was
on the fence. He's like, I don't know.
So for
a home, it's a condo. Please be more specific.
So for a lot of people who didn't know that he started owning it, they probably think he's just renting there.
Right. But it's a condo, which means that it's probably really close to other people's condos.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. I don't really want to take it down. He said, it's been lit up every night and it's an all-weather flag. So you follow the guidelines and it's been up for 2 years straight. Lit up?
Lit up.
What does that mean?
Drunk? Is the flag drunk?
Is Andrew worried that when it gets dark, people won't think he's patriotic? Is that why he has to light up
his
flag?
When the sun goes down, you start supporting Al Qaeda?
I don't know, Andrew. Seem a little insecure about your love of America.
I can't see your flag.
The first letter about the flag showed up in January, according to Amr. Oh, to be on a condo board.
Oh, my God. By the way, like,
to get to preside over people's arguments, like the kind of arguments that we preside over between our children all the time.
This is what the kind of is like adult children arguments.
He's breathing on me. He's breathing on me. His flag is too loud.
He's breathing on me is your flag is too loud.
The flag flap is too loud.
Mm-hmm.
The first letter I got, I laughed because I thought, this is ridiculous. Who is he telling this to? I don't need a play-by-play of Tucker what you did Carlson. When you got the article. You cannot tell me someone is complaining about a flapping flag in the wind.
Yes, we can. There was a letter written to the condo association about it.
And it happened.
Yeah. So, I bet it's really loud.
The condo association didn't immediately respond to calls from Fox News, but Almer said he suspected the real issue is a personal vendetta.
Well, of course it is.
The condo association president, who happens to live in the unit above Almer, has against
him. There we go.
Here we go.
That's it. You got to play
that. Classic condo vendetta.
Yeah.
And you pissed off the president of the condo association.
You got that person living over you?
That's bad luck, bro.
Can't piss off the president, man.
He lives above him literally and figuratively in the pecking order of the condo association.
He's going to come down on you in every way.
Oh, I'm sure the condo association president doesn't take himself too seriously. No. That's the good news.
Yeah.
I don't know who to hate in this story. I really don't know who to hate.
I mean, I still kind of like the flag, but I'm not sure.
I'm not a fan of people who refuse to listen to their neighbors over flag flap.
That's right.
But I also think any condo association president is an asshole.
Interminable.
By the very nature of you wanting to take on that responsibility, it is a way to tell the world that you are an asshole.
You're like, I need to exert power over something. It's like, to me, presidents of condo associations are like people who own their own home zoos.
Yeah.
Something happened in their childhood to where they're like, now I need
no power.
I got to exert control over something.
And people who write letters to other people, I also hate.
About their neighbors flapping too loud?
Yeah,
yeah.
Flags. So when a second letter showed up around the start of the month, Almer said his jaw just dropped.
Well, maybe the sound of his jaw dropping might have caused a little too much noise.
A little too loud. When I got the second letter, I thought, oh my God, she's serious.
Of course it's a woman. Of course he's going to have an issue with that.
Thank God he only thought it. I never spoke it out loud.
Exactly.
Except for when he was quoted in this article. All right, let's take a break.
We're going
to tell you what the second letter did. And how this guy, I have a solution for it. We'll talk about it in the second half of this show. We'll be right back right after this.
Hey guys, do you like this show? Are you enjoying it? Do you want to make one of your own? Well, let me tell you about Anchor, and Jay, you can help me out. It's so easy. Anchor makes it easy to do a show like this. First of all, it's free. There are creation tools that
I love it.
That allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or your computer. I love how simple it is to make content nowadays, and Anchor really makes it easy. Now you can even add any song from Spotify straight to your episodes. This is so cool. Possibilities are endless. For what you can do and what you can create, whether it's music analysis, your own radio show, sports talk radio.
This is a real opportunity. I feel like the pandemic has kind of in many ways gotten us a little more creative in saying, what do we want to say? And let's move forward with that, even without the pandemic. And Anchor makes that easy for you.
Yeah, or maybe you want to do a show that the world's never heard before.
Right.
Well, get up off your butt and do it. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you as well, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. They're basically making it easy for you to do this thing. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast. What you got to do, it's so easy. Download the Anchor app, go to anchor.fm and get started. It is so easy. We love Anchor. Thank you for letting us do this.
Thank you for sponsoring our show, because again, they understand these guys are in the creativity business and they support other creative things. So we say support them because they support us.
Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Hey guys, welcome back to the show. April 10th. live Dumb People Town. It's going to be so much fun. Ryan Sickler, who has an amazing podcast in his own right, The Honeydew, where you just sit and talk about the most embarrassing stories of your life.
Yep.
The Honeydew and Dumb People Town merge together in what we're going to call the Honey Dumb. Great musical guest, the Cactus Blossoms. It is going to be so much fun. Get your tickets.
April 10th.
It is so much fun to hang out with you guys. I know we're still kind of indoors a little bit. This is in staying at home. This is a great way to have a night out in your house.
Yep.
Everybody who's done it has had fun. Get those tickets because they're going. Eventbrite.com. Do that. And then follow us on Stereo, because we do these conversations. Today we'll be doing one at 3 p.m. Pacific time, PST. And we'll just talk about the issues of the day. We do it on Mondays and Wednesdays at 3. Sports Open Talk on Fridays at 3 p.m. That is a blast.
It's all fun.
And then Tuesdays we do Dumb People Town at 4 p.m. All right, let's jump into this, because...
So when we left this story, we have a guy who has a very loud flag. An American flag, and it's got a lot of flag flap.
Underneath the condo association president, and she doesn't like it, so she wrote a letter. Now she's about to write a second letter.
Well, someone else wrote a letter, and I think the condo president fielded the letter and is now trying to...
Okay, here we go.
Okay. Even with the threat of fines, Almer, whose flag it is, said he has no plans to take the flag down.
He's making it an American issue.
These colors don't run, brother.
Don't tread on me.
Don't you tread on me. USA.
That's right.
This guy's going to speak out at the next Republican National Convention. You watch.
He's the next.
He's going to be flag guy.
He's the next My Pillow guy.
Yeah.
When that guy.
My flag guy.
When that guy dies, hopefully
soon. As KVLY reported, the Freedom to Display the American Flag Act of 2005. Let's see. Who was president then?
2005, Bush.
Okay. Prevents condo associations from restricting displays of the U.S. flag on residential property.
There you go. There you go. You can't stop it.
You can't stop it. It's going to stay up, he said, and if I need to, we'll take it to court. But hopefully it doesn't have to get that far, and there can be some resolution that's peaceful. Wait a second.
Peaceful?
Are you intending to introduce violence into this situation, Andrew?
He was like, hopefully it's peaceful.
You can't even promise that it won't be peaceful.
That's right.
That it will be peaceful.
You're one of those.
It's a shame. I'm going to say this right now. It is a shame that the right wing has claimed patriotism.
They don't deserve it. You guys don't deserve it.
It's a shame that they think they can do anything they want in the name of the flag. I'm not saying this guy's right. I'm not saying he's wrong. I'm just saying that listening to people and finding a solution that works for everyone is how we avoid an insurrection in the Capitol.
That's right.
There's a middle ground.
Here's a crazy idea, you guys.
Offer to give the guy some rope, and he can roll up the flag and tie it to the pole on super windy days.
There we go.
How hard is that?
There we go.
We fixed it. You get to keep your flag up. How many windy days are there in a year? Five?
Yeah.
12? 20? You still have 340 days where your patriotism cannot be questioned, and your flag is flying out there in the wind. Just wrap it up.
That's right.
Roll it up for 7 days, 10 days. Why is that hard? Why is this difficult?
Andrew, if you're going to make a deal out of this, good luck trying to get a boat dock on the lake. Okay, because that ain't happening.
You pissed off the condo association board president.
You are person non grata.
Persona non grata at the next barbecue.
You're a person non grata.
And that's so dumb, man.
You're potatoes non grata at the next barbecue.
Well, I mean, and this is it. It's because nobody can just say, oh, I'm sorry. I guess that is kind of loud.
Yeah, maybe we can find a solution. Everyone's got to dig their heels in.
What if I did this? What if I, would this be okay?
So that's the problem, is that the flag inspires everyone to dig their heels in a way that, like, there's no compromise.
But had he said, how about I take it down on super windy days? Or how about I roll it up on super windy days?
If he said that.
And then the other person said, that's not good enough. Then now you got a case.
Now we're on your side.
But because you dug in without even trying to offer the solution.
And even just hinted at violence. That, like, let's hope it stays peaceful.
Yeah, we don't know.
We don't know what's going to happen.
Let's hope. Honestly, we can't do.
I don't want to threaten a woman who lives over me. But let's just hope things don't get out of hand.
They've already gotten out of hand.
They have gotten out
of hand. We're in a situation where you spoke to Fox News about your stupid flag.
That's right.
That's it.
Take it down.
There's a
roll
show.
Roll it up. Fold it up.
Fold it up. We'll see you guys on April 10th. We'll probably see you tomorrow as we do this show.
That's right, guys. Stay connected. Stay protected. Don't get infected. This is not a hoax.
But we got the jokes.
All right, guys. We'll see you tomorrow. Get vaccinated. Wear a mask. We can do this.
Scarpins Avenue, a podcast network.